broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico. Phil Hendry.
Truthfully, it was pretty peaceful flight until the end of the flight.
It's not a question of not allowing people to worship. It's a question of why.
Barack Obama is the worst president in history.
He claimed that he was going to cook the cat.
The Hulk.
World famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL, the world famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. Wait till I tell you the conversation I had with Bud here a minute ago about this sentence in this news story that I'm going to read to you. But before we get to that, let me remind you that our website is philhendryshow.com, and it is there where you will find hour after hour after hour, thousands of hours. We figured it out, thousands of hours. I actually figured it out today, sitting, talking to a friend of mine, thousands of hours of archived audio of some of the greatest radio you're ever going to hear is available at our website for a backstage pass of $6.95 a month, or, if you wish, for the entire year of, I think it's like $54 for the year. It's incredible, man. The price is, well, the price is right. But you can keep throwing it away on whatever it is you're throwing it away on. It's fine. Anyway, seriously, get a backstage pass. You can watch our live streaming video right now. Listen to the live streaming audio of our show at philhendryshow.com. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. And we got Harry Reid, who was acting up a little bit today. Not acting up. It's a silly-ass thing to say. But, by the way, here's the sentence. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid on Tuesday, that was Tuesday. What did he do on Tuesday? He made an appeal to Latino voters. And what appeal did he make? The appeal was that conservatives are saying smacks of racial insensitivity. Now, Bud thinks that that's a complete sentence.
It is.
Yeah. Let me get up Larry Grover here on the Phil Hendry Show from Conservatives of Kern County. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. I do want to listen to the statements of Harry Reid. You heard what Harry Reid said, right, Larry?
Yeah, absolutely, Phil. And it doesn't surprise me.
What exactly is he saying?
What Harry Reid is saying is that it's impossible for a Hispanic. He doesn't understand why a Hispanic would be a Republican. And this is the way Harry is. This is the man in the twilight of his years saying things that don't seem to add up. We in the conservative movement, for us, every time Harry Reid walks out onto a stage, every time Harry Reid gives a speech, every time Harry reads in the newspaper, for us, it is like a blast of oxygen. It's like a vitamin. It invigorates us. It gives us a little more pep in our step because we know that wherever Harry Reid is, a dumb thing is going to be said sooner or later.
All right. Well, let's talk about that because he did make this comment about Hispanic voters, and I guess he was making the comment to Hispanic voters. Senator Harry Reid, the senior senator there, from Nevada. Now, here he is, Majority Leader Harry Reid, making this controversial statement about if you are a Hispanic, why would you want to be a Republican?
I don't know how anyone of Hispanic heritage could be a Republican, okay?
All right, and then he says, Marco Rubio, a Republican running for Senator of Florida whose parents were Cuban exiles, reacts to Reid's comments on Fox News.
It's outrageous. It's ridiculous. You know, Americans of Hispanic descent, you know what the strongest issue there is? That is an economic empowerment, upward mobility. My parents worked every single day to give me and my siblings opportunities that they didn't have. This kind of outrageous speech in politics is continuing to spread. I mean, he's in the past said things about the president as well, President Bush. And, you know, I think some people like to get on camera saying these sorts of things. There's quite frankly, maybe they mean it. The point is he's wrong.
So there is Marco Rubio. He's a very popular young man, isn't he?
Yeah, Marco Rubio is one of the coming rising stars in the Republican Party. He's attractive. He's very smart. He's got all of those qualities that you like to see when you put a candidate up front and center. And he would be an outstanding representative for the state of Florida in the United States Senate. If he does indeed wind up being the, I don't know whether or not he's actually got the nomination or not, if we cannot in the state of Florida anyway. We're looking around If we cannot find a good black candidate, we'll have to go with Rubio. But when you listen to Harry Reid,
now, let me interrupt you there, because you just said something that caught my ear.
What's that?
You, Marco Rubio would be a good candidate if you can't find a black candidate?
Oh, I'm sorry. What I'm saying is, the Republican Party and the conservative movement, we've got a lot of Hispanic candidates, and we're very grateful that we have a lot of Hispanic candidates. As far as it goes, the Hispanic conservative has been strong. I think that there are a lot of conservatives that will agree with me that the Hispanic conservative is fine, but what we really need in our party are African-American candidates. And obviously, I think Marco Rubio would agree. If we could find a good, qualified black conservative in Florida willing to I'm not saying that there aren't black conservatives in Florida, I'm just saying one willing to run.
Then you'd move Marco Rubio out?
No, I think the Republican Party would obviously ask him to step aside.
Okay, this is interesting to me. Why is that?
Well, as I said, Phil, the Hispanic conservative. See, I don't want to get myself in trouble. I am an American. I personally prefer, probably shouldn't say this, but as a white man, I prefer a Hispanic over a black.
Well, what does that mean, Larry? And I know you were on the program.
I don't want to get into that kind of a discussion.
No, but you were on the program last week talking about how you prefer the company of whites. I understand that.
But Phil, that's got nothing to do. I am not a racist. You know, if I prefer the company of whites, that doesn't make me a racist. It just means that I'd rather have, if I'm sitting at a ball game, I'd rather have a white man sitting next to me. But that's got nothing to do with what we're talking about.
If you're sitting at a ball game, you'd rather have a white man next to you. All right.
Well, that's got nothing to do with what we're talking about.
All right. Well, what I hear you saying is the following thing. The Hispanic candidate is not as attractive as the black candidate if you're...
That's exactly right.
If you're running in the Republican Party.
That is exactly correct. The Hispanic candidate... And here's the part that I don't think you get, and perhaps this is the part that your listeners don't get either. Even the Hispanics will tell you that. So I'm not saying anything that is coming out of the blue. Mario, or gentleman's name, Marco Rubio... And I'm trying to think of the rest of them. Lincoln Velez, I think, or I don't know his name.
Who?
He's another one in Florida. Of all of the Hispanics, even they tell you, listen, if you can find a black candidate, I'll step aside. Because what has happened in the Republican Party is the Hispanic candidate has been the de facto black candidate, because the conservative movement has not been able... And I know it, I can almost hear the wheels turning, Phil. You're saying racist, 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 racist.
Well, I got to tell you something, man. The stuff that you're talking about here smacks of it a little bit.
I don't think you understand American politics, modern American politics. I'm simply saying to you that I am stating what is an obvious fact to every single Mexican listening.
And you mean Hispanic American?
Yes, America. Yes, Mexican Americans. Exactly. They know that because there's a lot of immigrants, because there's a lot of first and second generation, because they're, forgive me for saying this, but because they do come from Mexico and Central America and South America, the education level is not as high. They know that the black candidate is going, if we're talking about, you want to get people of color?
Yeah.
All right. They know that if you want to get a person of color, the black candidate is the best because he is generally, or she is generally, a native-born American. Their educational level is higher. They have a much better grasp of the intricacies of the political machine that we are obviously asking them to partake of, and it's just all around a better deal.
Now, all right, I'm going to interrupt you and give our phone number out, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. We have Larry Grover on from Conservatives of Kern County. And this is kind of a shock. We're talking about Harry Reid frankly, it sounded like a dumb thing to say. How can Hispanics be Republicans? But you're saying that Republicans would much prefer black candidates.
And I don't think that, and I'm not a racist.
You're not a racist, but you'd rather sit at a ball game next to a white man, you know.
Phil, you know, if we can move past, I'm asking you to consider what I'm saying, though. That what we need in the Republican Party are black candidates, and we are so devoid of black candidates that we've got to settle for, you know, we're not settling.
Well, that's exactly what you're saying. You know,
I'm not saying we're settling.
Well, you pretty much are. You're saying, boy, we really need black candidates in the Republican Party. We can't find any black candidates, so we got to settle on Hispanics.
And I'm not complaining about that. We've had some great Hispanic candidates. They have helped us.
Yeah, but
I didn't say but. I'm saying, and now it would be better if we could get some black candidates, because the Hispanic candidates have done their job, and thank you very much. And you know, like I said the other day, you said they're worn out their welcome. They haven't worn out their welcome. I think probably a lot of people are tired of maybe looking at so many of them, but.
Larry, all you do is just keep talking. You keep digging a hole deeper. Tired of looking at him, huh?
No, I didn't. No, I did not say that at all.
Yes, you did. What you're basically saying here, Hispanic conservatives are boring. Hispanic conservatives, been there, done that. Hispanic conservatives, we don't need anymore. Black conservatives, we need more. Black candidates, we need more.
And I gave very good reasons, because the black candidate...
Yeah, well, the black candidate, you say, is better educated?
And only because your Hispanic comes... Their parents came from the Panama Canal or somewhere like that. And so what you have then is a second generation Hispanic from Panama City. Well, that's not going to, you know, that isn't going to pay the freight. That's not going to pay your rent. I got to get someone that's going to pay the freight.
And paying the freight means what? A black candidate.
Unfortunately, yes. Well, not unfortunately, but yes. Otherwise, I'm second generation from just outside of downtown Panama City. That it does not light up a billboard. That is not going to set off the home run lights at Dodger Stadium.
All right, hold on, Larry Grover has joined us, 877-876-PHIL. You know, they call politics a hardball game. And certainly what they mean by that is it's a tough, tough game. But to hear a guy, a political machinist like a Larry Grover say, well, we got enough Hispanics, we got to get some blacks. We just heard Harry Reid offer the Republicans and the conservatives on a golden platter another Harry Reidism, which is, how can Hispanics be Republicans? Now, you can turn that into anything you want. What Larry has done here, effectively, is to say, thanks a lot, Hispanics, but we don't really need you. What we need are black candidates. They're better educated. They come from a long line of Americans. They're deeply rooted in the American fabric. And Hispanics are second generation removed from just outside downtown Panama City.
That's what he said.
Yes, that's what he said. 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back with more from Larry Grover on this topic on a world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Outside downtown Panama City, Caracas.
All right, Larry Grover on the Phil Henry Show joining me. Larry with conservatives of Kern County, and had been a longtime conservative, going all the way back to the days of Clinton and the impeachment proceeding. And Larry, your life story is worthy of a book. The fact that you worked as hard as you did on trying to get Bill Clinton impeached, it didn't quite take. In the meantime, you lost your family, moved back in with your mother, and you have been addicted to politics ever since.
What I'm addicted to is a life committed to saving this country from the liberalism that is going to It's like a blood disease. It infects every corner of the country, and the next thing you know, we begin to rot and stink. And the smell. And
all right, let me. CBS News reported that Harry Reid on Tuesday made an appeal to Latino voters that conservatives are saying smacks of racial insensitivity, whatever that means. At a Nevada campaign event with Latino supporters, Reid blasted Republicans for blocking comprehensive immigration reform. I don't know how anyone of Hispanic heritage could be a Republican. Okay, Reid said. So your comment is the following, almost as if you agree with Harry.
I beg your pardon?
You agree with Harry? Why would Hispanics be Republican?
No, I'm not agreeing with... How can I be agreeing with Harry? I'm not saying I don't mind... I'm not saying I mind Hispanics being Republican. I'm saying as candidates, we've got enough of them. We've had more Hispanic candidates, and it hasn't gotten us any... Like, you know, it hasn't... If you look at the star power of Obama and what happened when he got elected, it was as if Kennedy got elected again. And I, as a conservative, I look at that, and there is almost a physical pain of seeing that happen, and you ask yourself, what is wrong with what we do that we get... what is wrong with what we do that we've got nothing but Mexicans...
You're not articulating it very well. You're saying there's too many Hispanic candidates.
Yeah, that's my point, you know, but every time we try to appeal to the minority voter, and I look around and I say, okay, who wants to step up to the plate and identify with the minority voter, and I look at the applications, Phil, Jesus, Oscar, you know, if you see the name Oscar... and the name Oscar, which sounds like it might be a white man's name, but when you see, I know right away the name Oscar.
And the name Oscar what? Is Hispanic?
It's when you see that name, yeah.
And okay, let's go to a phone call then.
Well, no, but what I'm trying to say is...
You know, you're saying you got a lot of Hispanic... You know what? I think that speaks very well of the Hispanic people of this country, that they're so involved in the political process, that they are so...
you know, I understand, but... It's coming to work,
Seth. All right, 877-876-PHIL. Man, talking to Larry Grover here. Larry is in Culver City, California. Here is Bruce listening to us on WWRL in New York. Bruce, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead.
I'm just listening, and your guest, Larry Grover, you claim not to be a racist, but first of all, the more you say that and the more you talk, the more you sound like a racist. I mean, just listen to yourself. I mean, you sound like one of them old racists from the South, who's only happy with black people are either picking cotton or shining your shoes.
No, I just said that what the Republican Party needs are more black candidates that is going to appeal to the black voter.
Well, first of all, if you listen to the things that you're saying, you're not at all helping your case. You're not helping to make the Republican Party appealing to black people, listening to the things that you're saying. How do you attract black candidates?
What did I...
Larry, you said that at a ball game you'd rather have a white guy sit next to you.
Well, first of all, I don't appreciate you saying that while we have a black caller on the line. Because I have to deny...
First of all, I was listening to the radio. He didn't have to just repeat it just now. I already heard it.
Right.
Okay? When I go to a ball game, I don't
but
care
he reminded
next
you of
me,
it.
As long as they're well-behaved. I don't care if it's a black or white person.
He reminded you of it, and I think that was unfair.
Well, but that was already at the forefront of my thinking, but that stood out. That's what makes me believe you are a racist.
No, but you didn't bring it up, which led me to believe that you missed that.
Listening to you talk, there is a plethora of reasons to claim you to be a racist. You're making a very difficult case.
Here is what I say. Bruce, this is what I say. I say... I welcome all members to the Republican Party. Do I prefer to sit next to a white man at a lunch counter? Okay, yes. But that doesn't make me racist.
Of course it does. Of course it does.
Hold on. How does that make me a racist?
Are you kidding?
Let me ask you this. What would make you a racist? How would you define being a racist?
If I actively campaign to have the rights of black people limited, to take the vote away, away, to have you segregated into certain parts of the city. You know what a real race. You know.
No, Larry, no. It begins with the kind of thinking that you have. Hold the line, sir. I want to keep you on the line, Bruce. 877-876-PHIL. We're talking to Larry Grover.
Why would you keep this guy? This guy is going to break my castanets when he gets...
I'm going to keep talking to him. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show with Larry Grover.
That's not fair.
Phil Hendry.
I'd rather have a white man sit next to me.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
What doesn't mean anything?
What I said to you, and I noticed you held this gentleman over, that... And if we're live on the air...
Yes, of course we're live on the air, Larry. We're on the air. We're doing a radio interview, yes.
I don't remember you holding a white man over. That's all I'm saying.
And I have held over callers when I have found them interesting or I've heard that it sounds to me like they have more to say and they are saying it in an articulate way. Yes, I've held over callers, white, black, female, and male.
That all sounds very neat, but I just don't remember it. That's all.
I don't think that you would remember it because I think you have selective memory. 877
whatever that means.
877-876-PHIL. Larry Grover on the line with us from Conservatives of Kern County as we talk about Harry Reid's comments that why would a Hispanic want to be a Republican? And Mr. Grover has been on our show here for a half hour basically saying we've got too many Hispanics in the Republican Party. We've got too many Hispanic candidates in the Republican Party. We need more qualified black candidates. Are you saying that of the black members that you have, they're not qualified?
No, I am not saying that at all, and that is another example of you. I'm saying in the state of Florida, if we found a black a Republican conservative who wanted to run for the U.S. Senate, that's a big part of it. The guy's got to want to run. Talk about qualified. It's got nothing to do with qualified. It's not like we've got a bunch of people running up and beating our door down wanting to run for U.S. Senate as a Republican in the state of Florida, and they're all black. We would welcome any African American who would run for the state of for the Senate in the state of Florida.
All right. 877-876-PHIL. Let me get back to Bruce, who was hanging on the line. Go ahead, Bruce.
Yeah, this is just amazing. I mean, by the mere fact that you even have a problem with him holding a black caller over. But anyway, aside from that, is what I would like.
No, I didn't have a problem with that. I just wondered when was the last time a white man got held over?
I answered the question.
But let's move on. The fact is that you say you don't want to sit next to black people, but yet you want to attract black candidates. What I would like to know is, how many would be too many black people in your district or whatever you're trying to do?
When would you reach the point that you
would feel uncomfortable having too many black people running your party?
Well, we have a black man running our party, Michael Steele.
Basically what you're saying about the Hispanics is that you've got too many of them. So at what point would there be too many black people?
Well, no.
Would it be two or three?
Well, no, that's not the problem. The problem is that the Hispanics just don't turn anybody on the way a good quality conservative black candidate would.
So how would you define a good black candidate? Because it sounds to me that
like a
good black candidate can't say anything that would be perceived as maybe helping black people in this country,
that you have to follow
a super right-wing agenda. So how would you define that?
Well, that's just your prejudice against the Republican Party speaking.
I can't comment on that.
I can simply say to you that a quality black candidate would be a black conservative. One of the most arch black conservatives, unfortunately he is not an attractive candidate, is Alan Keyes. People think he's crazy. I think he's a brilliant man. We could use more quality conservative black candidates. We don't have that many. We've got a lot of Hispanics.
You
got to answer the guy's question about how many black people is too many.
I would say one per four or five. Well, now he's laughing.
One per what?
If I'm at a lunch counter, every five whites.
So in other words, so let me get this straight.
What is so funny about that?
Every five whites.
So in other words, it can
like
be
a
too
piano
black.
Keyboard.
It can be too black, but it can never be too white.
For me, I'm just speaking for. Don't you appreciate honesty?
I certainly do appreciate your candor, right. but at the same
just
time,
for
if
a guy
so
like
honest,
me, just,
if you are so honest, why can't you admit that you're a racist? I would appreciate that as well.
No, I am not a racist. I am not a racist, and I'll tell you why.
I mean, but you're saying everything that a racist would say.
No, a racist would say blacks shouldn't even be allowed to, we should go back to owning them.
Larry, come on. Larry, I could get for just a second, Bruce, let me say this.
Sure.
I could get the most right-wing cat from the Aryan Brotherhood. He would, and the biggest racist, he would never, ever advocate slavery. He would never, ever advocate not letting black people vote. That is not what racists say today. Racists today say the things that you say.
So now I got it. So now I'm the Aryan Brotherhood. Is that what I am?
You don't know. You don't call yourself that, man.
He's making an analogy.
But you know what? You're pretty damn close.
But Mr. Grover, what I would like to know is, where do your ancestors come from? Because it certainly wasn't this country.
Well,
where do your forefathers come from? Originally.
You know, Native Americans didn't come from here either. They came from Asia.
They were here before white people got here.
It doesn't matter. They still weren't here
but
originally.
They were here before white people got here. Where did your forefathers come from?
And they were killing each other before white people killed them, too.
Listen. Let's not play these silly little games.
That's a matter of archaeology
and
anthropology.
You're not even answering my question. Where did your forefathers come from?
Grover, I think, is German.
So you're not sure.
It's Nordic.
But you do know for certain that it was not here.
It's not here, but it was Nordic and it wasn't Slavic.
Okay, it was Nordic, but it wasn't Slavic.
But you also acknowledge that there were other people here before you all got here, correct?
Now, see, you don't want to play those silly games, but that's
doing. No. You don't want to deal with the issue here. Because
there
you
were
keep
people
talking
here
about Hispanics, and we've got enough of them.
Right.
You'd rather every five white people, it's okay to have a black person sitting there.
At a lunch counter, yeah.
Oh, God, man. I mean, Larry.
What's with the old God?
Because, Larry, you know, there's a lot of guys like you around these days, and it may be because we have a black president.
Don't get on that kick.
No, but I'm hearing a lot of you guys coming out of the woodwork now with I'm not a racist, but every five white guys, I don't mind seeing a black guy and all this stuff. Now, this gentleman asked you, this continent was a continent filled with people of color. The Europeans came, they conquered, okay, it's history.
And the black people came and became slaves.
Unwillingly, sir.
I know, but you wanted to stay.
We were forced to work for free for 400 years.
Well, Frederick Douglass said that black people wanted to stay in America because
we are part of the nation. We helped build.
Exactly.
But I will tell you that I have nothing against blacks. I like them better than Mexicans.
Oh yeah, you like them better. Bruce,
so
I appreciate.
I feel so honored.
Thank you for
right
your
now
call, sir. 877-876-PHIL. I thank the gentleman for hanging on. There comes a time in every talk show, Larry. There comes a time, sometimes in every guest that one has on a talk show, that the guest is beginning to sound like a caricature of themselves.
And you're referring to me.
Absolutely, I'm referring to you. I'm referring to the.
You're referring to the honesty that I'm not a racist. I didn't say that I don't like black people. I said I don't necessarily want to be in the. Do I got a shower? Suppose I belong to a racket club.
Oh, will you stop it? Okay. What are you?
Stop what?
What are you talking about? You don't want to take a shower? What?
If I get down on a racquetball court, there's a black guy in there showering. Do I got to go in there?
You don't. You can do anything you want, man. But don't sit here and claim that you're not what you very clearly are. Don't say that you can do anything you want. You can be anything you want. You can associate with anybody that you want. But don't come on my show and say, and I'm not a racist. We need more black candidates.
Right there. You said it. Ding dong. You did it right. Bingo. I said, not you, not this other gentleman. I did. We need more black candidates in the Republican Party.
And so that makes you Abraham Lincoln. Is that it?
Abraham, where'd you get Abraham Lincoln from?
Oh, boy.
Well, I don't understand what that means.
Abraham Lincoln was a Republican. Freed the slaves?
Oh, you're going for that analogy. All right.
Something like that. Wow. 877-876-PHIL.
Hey, look, don't go wow. Don't wow me like I'm like you're talking to some retard. You know.
And I'd appreciate you not using that word. All right.
I beg your pardon?
I'd appreciate you not using that word.
All right, but Phil, you're going wow, like you're at the special. It's like you're looking at a kid in the Special Olympics who's going to do the 100. Hello.
Yeah. 873-876-877. I don't even know what the phone number is anymore. 877-876-PHIL. Let me get on the line here. Ed in Tucson, Arizona. Hello, Ed. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Larry Grover, sir. Go ahead.
Hello, Phil. Thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I just want to say, Mr. Grover, you know, all due respect, you are an anathema. You're outdated, actually, and you obviously must know that, because you seem to pride yourself on your intelligence and your political acumen. So, you know, the statement that Senator Reid made was certainly something that did not help the Republican Party. I mean, if he wanted to alienate any group of people at all, he sure picked the right statement to do it with. So,
but my point here was not that it didn't hurt the Republican Party, because basically what Senator Reid said, we do need fewer Hispanic voters. We need more African Americans. If we're going to appeal to the colored,
let me ask you this:
the people of color,
people of color, right?
How many white candidates are too many?
Well, I mean, you're asking me a loaded question. You know, how many white candidates?
I'm asking a straight question, and you say
that's
you're
right. All right. Well, that's like asking how many angels can you sit on the head of a pin.
Oh, it is. Know?
What? What is that?
How many whites?
How many white? Ask how many. If you can ask how many black candidates are too many, or how many Hispanics are too many, why not? How many white candidates are too many? Answer me that.
Well, I think there's too many white candidates if they stop appealing, if the voter base stops identifying with them. For instance, if we were in a state where the majority of voters were Hispanic and they wanted to identify with an Hispanic, with an individual from a similar cultural background, then the white man, you'd have to... Hello? It sounded like that. Is that man all right?
Yeah, he's right there.
Yeah, I'm here.
And I would say that, can you ever have too many whites? I mean, that's the question.
And what does that mean? Can you ever have too many whites?
Well, if you're going
the same,
you guys,
never had too many Hispanics. Is there a difference?
A little bit. I mean,
is there a difference? I think not.
I think there is in the instance that if you have a lot of Hispanic candidates, you have candidates that are drawn from a first or second generation Americans who were
landed in
Panama City.
Okay.
And that statement about the Hispanics being only two generations removed, for the most part, is absolutely ridiculous. Because I am a sixth generation Hispanic. And I know of dozens, personally, that are six generations and even further back.
But wouldn't you agree that we've got a lot more,
But look at Larry, right now, the immigration, the immigrant to America in different generations, different countries, one time we had only first and second generation Italians.
People keep talking about that, you know. That was a long time ago.
Hey, well, guess what, man? This is America. It never changes. We have waves of immigrants from time to time with every generation. Thank you very much for your call, sir. Have to take a break. 877, I got to put him on hold. He's driving me nuts. Can you ever have too many white people? 877-876-PHIL. We're talking with Larry Grover from Conservatives of Kern County, and he's essentially saying that the Republican Party doesn't need more Hispanic voters or even more Hispanic candidates. They're glutted with Hispanic voters and candidates. They need black voters and black candidates, even though he himself doesn't want to sit next to him at a lunch counter. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
It's the Phil Henry Show.
Yeah!
Famous Phil Henry Show.
Broadcast TV executives are getting older and older, and broadcast TV audiences are getting older and older and older. I'll be talking about that. We'll be getting into the news a little bit with Bud Dickman and Robert Leonard next hour. We might also have a call from David G. or Margaret Gray. I'm not sure which one you guys were talking to, but that's coming up. Right now we have on the line Larry Grover from Conservatives of Kern County, the chairman of one of the longest-standing conservative groups in California, as we continue to discuss what ails the conservative movement? What ails the Republican Party? Now, Harry Reid was saying that if I was a Hispanic, I don't know why I would vote Republican. And that's, you look at Larry, everybody knows that Harry Reid's a little senile, okay?
Well, you better believe that. I mean, that guy, what comes out of his mouth.
But what's coming out of your mouth tonight is about as goofy as I've ever heard. You know, we need more black candidates.
I heard you playing it back to the audience like that's, you know, you asked me a question. If I'm sitting at a lunch counter, never mind.
If you're sitting at a lunch counter, would it be okay with you if blacks were segregated all the way at the end?
Is that your question?
Yeah. If you were sitting at a lunch counter and we went back to the times of the 1950s and Jim Crow, is that cool with you?
Only if it was okay with the black people.
And only if it was okay with the blacks. So if the black people were cool with having only about four or five of the seats at the 20-seat counter...
Well, I'm not sure that's how it was. I'd have to get some photographic evidence. But
okay, you know, it's a little semantical game you're playing here. 877-876-PHIL. Marcos in Greensboro, North Carolina. Sir, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to say I've been a Republican for 16 years. I'm a Hispanic. No, I'm not a Mexican. I've been in the party 16 years, and I really, Larry, You're ashamed to the party. You should not say a thing. You keep on digging your own hole, and it's obvious that there's a reason why a Hispanic or a black won't vote to the Republican Party is because of racist people like you. That's it.
And no, that's not it. That's not it. The reason why they won't come to the Republican Party is because, you know, they can't run for president because we've already got enough Mexicans doing it.
You got enough what? You got enough Mexicans running for president?
I mean Mexican-Americans.
Like who? Give me one. Give me a Republican Mexican-American who's running for president.
This man would know. Marcos, are you a Republican, sir?
Yes, I am a Republican. No, I don't know one person doing that. You keep digging your hole. It's just insane. What? I mean, if I had any power, I would fire him today. And you best believe it. I'm retiring my Republican... affiliation tomorrow. I am retiring.
Wait a minute. You're gonna get out of the. You're getting out of the Republican Party. Is that what you're saying?
Because of you, yes, I will. Because of you.
Well, I have to tell you,
it's disgusting. Why would I want to be behind somebody that's racist? And if you represent them, and everybody else is like you, then I would be scared to death to be behind any Republican that's such a racist bigot like yourself.
I don't know what I said. But Mr. Henry asked me if we could go back to the old lunch counter.
I don't understand why you don't know. I don't understand why you don't understand what you said. I mean,
yeah, what is it that you don't get?
If I sound drunk, I said if it was okay with the black people.
What do you really believe that there would be a time and a place in this country that black people would want to go back to the Jim Crow laws?
I don't know, Mr. Henry. You want me to, now you call me a racist, but then you want me to speak for black people.
Well, I'll speak for them. Of course they wouldn't.
Well, that's very presumptuous.
Okay, Larry. You're right, man. I'm sorry. They're going to want to go back to having four out of 20 counter seats, all the black folks sitting at the end, and how about separate bathrooms?
You know, this is extremely unfair because this man said he's going to leave the Republican Party. And I wish you would rethink that. Although I have to tell you, we have a lot of... you said you weren't Mexican, though, right?
I'm not Mexican, no.
Okay, well, then we may want, I don't know.
May want him to stay?
I didn't say that, sir.
Well, that's what you were going to say.
Boy, look at you. You're reading my mind. You're reading black people's minds. You want to know how many guys will sit at a lunch counter? I wouldn't have a problem sitting next to Marcos. I didn't say anything about Hispanic people, did I?
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. I mean, I don't have a problem sitting behind anybody as long as it's like the gentleman that called before. He said, as long as people are well-educated or acting correctly, you know, I don't mind sitting beside anybody. It doesn't matter if they're a Pakistani. It doesn't matter. As long as they act right at the ball game, then I'm good to go.
I would much rather sit next to a black man than a Pakistani, okay? So that proves...
It proves that you're more racist against Pakistanis than blacks. But I mean, but it still says that you're racist.
Oh, okay. So you want to sit next to a Pakistani? Boy, that to me is that may not be racist, but that's mentally deranged.
Why?
You ever heard of nuclear weapons?
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's it. He's packing some.